So great to hear John too, a huge supporter of KPCC and Air Talk. In fact, the mask that I wear around here is one that John and his wife supplied to us here at KPCC, which we appreciate his generosity so very much, as we appreciate you for being a faithful listener to Air Talk and throughout the day at kpcc.org. If you listen online, the KPCC app, or 89.3. And we remind you, as you're spending all this time at home, that you can listen on your smart speaker, either Amazon or Google smart speaker, or any other brand, just tell it to play KPCC. Well, for many of us, we face pressure from family members, friends, or coworkers who are getting together, maybe in small groups or maybe in larger gatherings. And I know for younger listeners, it's even more of a thing, you know, where there are social gatherings and people getting together at someone's apartment, someone's house, and maybe you feel that pressure to do it. So how do you deal with it? Are there times where you succumb to the pressure? Your fear of missing out on a fun event is just something you didn't feel you could do, and so you took part. What about with your employer as well? There are some particularly smaller companies I know where people are still going into the office. Maybe they're not distancing. Maybe they're not wearing masks in the office. You're working from home, but you feel a kind of pressure, maybe not overt, but an implied pressure that, you know, you'd be doing better to be in the office with everyone else. So I'd like to hear from you at 866-893-KPCC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. How are you coping with these? Because my sense is that as we're now 2 months in to the stay-at-home order, that more and more people are starting to venture out and starting to get together, that families that haven't been in each other's presence, beyond a small family unit, are now starting to meet up. This was an issue for Mother's Day, I know, in many families where people wanted to get together in person, not just have a FaceTime or Zoom gathering of family members to say hi to mom. 866-893-KPCC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org, and let us know how you're dealing with that. Jill Replogle, our KPCC editor, said, it's a big pressure in Orange County where Jill is. She said, I've had four people ask for play dates or for drinks in just the last couple of weeks. It makes me very uncomfortable. Yeah, so how do you deal with it? Do you ever agree to take part, even though you feel it's not in your best interest to do it? Or do you decide that you're going to say no and risk being perceived as antisocial or being overly concerned about the spread of COVID-19? So I think you've got a real cultural difference here. There are some people for whom it's a very front-of-mind issue, who are adhering to all advice and public health directives to only go out for absolutely essential trips, to the supermarket when absolutely necessary, but minimizing those, to the drugstore when absolutely necessary, but minimizing that kind of shopping, and trying to just hunker down with the unit of people that you live with on a daily basis. For others, they're seeing it as just not that high a likelihood that they're going to be exposed to COVID-19. Or perhaps for someone who's younger, that even if exposed, not so concerned that it's going to be life-threatening or be something requiring hospitalization. So how do you deal with that if you're on one or the other side of that divide? 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. EGW writes on the page, peer pressure to open up is rising, thankfully. I fly U.S. flags on my car. I have reopened California written on my windows. This frequently triggers conversations with other drivers. 30 days ago, it was mostly middle fingers and thumbs down. Now it's more thumbs up. That's EGW writing on the Air Talk page at kpecc.org, 866-893-5722. Astrogoth writes, do you think young people have kind of made their peace with the loss of many elderly and unwell? See it as a cost of doing business. That's kind of cold. I don't think necessarily that's how younger people see it. But I do think if they're not having contact with other people, if their whole life really revolves around contact with people who are under 50, then there may be a perception that they're not going to give it to someone else, they're not going to be a carrier of COVID-19, and that they themselves are at little risk of it. You know, the problem is, if they're moving around out in the world, what are the odds they're not going to have some degree of contact with someone who is older or someone that they don't know has an underlying health condition? And with asymptomatic carrying of COVID-19, then the problem is you can be exposing other people and have no sense of it at all. I still hear many people say, oh, I feel fine. I feel great. I don't, as though that means there's no way they could be possibly spreading the virus. And of course, that's not true. We know that a very high percentage of people who have been exposed to COVID-19 and would test positive for it don't actually have any symptoms associated with it. 866-893-KPCC. And I'm particularly interested in hearing from younger AirTalk listeners, and I mean that generously. If you're under 30, that's what I mean by younger. What do your peers think? And are many of them just seeing this as no risk for themselves and no risk of spreading it to someone else? Denise in downtown Los Angeles, how are you dealing with this?
Oh, hi. I feel like I'm confessing because I succumbed, and I'm usually very cautious, but I could not stand not seeing my son anymore. So I put on a mask, and I went over to see him on Cinco de Mayo, and I played the numbers. I thought about him in my head, and I thought, what are the chances? What are the odds? I knew it was a risk, but I couldn't stand being apart any longer. So I went there, wore the mask, enjoyed the time, came home, held my breath for a couple days, and so far, so good.
All right, Denise, that's good to hear. Cool. Now, for your son, and that is okay if you're keeping distance and you're masking. That is, that's a comparatively low-risk activity. Your son, I don't know how old your son is, but is he practicing the same sorts of distancing and masking as you are, or because he's younger, is he feeling less vulnerable?
Well, I can say because he's younger, he's definitely feeling less vulnerable. And it's interesting because I'm watching what all his peers are doing. They chose to go back to their apartments, even though UCLA is doing online learning right now. But they seem to have created these little bubbles where, you know, for example, his apartment and his neighbor's apartment, they're all kind of in that bubble, and they're not bringing in too many people beyond that.
All right.
So it's like a little expansive bubble is what I would call it. And they seem to be pretty responsible about it.
Pretty resourceful. All right. Denise, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. And you're always safe to confess here on Air Talk. 866-893-KPCC. We don't even require any penance. Just share with us your experience. 866-893-5722. And again, I'm particularly interested in hearing from younger listeners. If you have friends that are getting together, are you feeling a kind of pressure to get together? Maybe you feel like it's really low risk to get together with people in your age group. And are you doing that? 866-893-5722 or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. How are you coping with the fear of missing out with others who are gathering in person? How are you dealing with any peer pressure that might exist, whether it's from coworkers, friends, or family? We'll be back in 1 minute. How are you coping with peer pressure, with people starting to get together in person? Are you succumbing to the temptation because you just don't want to miss out? Or are you declining those invitations but feeling bummed about it? You're missing a chance to get together with other people, but you know it's the right thing to do to protect your health and the health of others in your world. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. John, in Pacific Palisades, how are you experiencing this?
Well, I had a barbecue the other day on the weekend, and this is just something I did for my community, my slice of the community. Some people felt like, you know, some people who feel like they are just nervous and, you know, they don't want to spread, they just came and picked up their food. And others that felt like they just needed a little bit more of a connection, I actually have this outdoor area. I set it up so people would be 6 feet apart. And if they wanted to stay and eat their food and have a drink, everyone stayed 6 feet apart and masked, and they were able to kind of get a little bit of, you know, human interaction during this whole crisis. So, you know, I feel like there's got to be some middle ground, and I was just able to serve people kind of on both ends of that spectrum.
Yeah, and you felt like everybody was cool with the differing ways that they were comfortable with the event?
Absolutely. I mean, again, people that were totally just, you know, kind of on one end of the spectrum with respect to having fear of COVID, they came by, they picked up their food, they were masked, and they took off.
Okay.
I just felt like they needed a little bit more, were able to stay a little longer, and people were comfortable with that.
John, I appreciate your sharing that experience. Thanks so much. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Rand in West Hollywood, how are you experiencing this? What degree of pressure?
Hey, my degree of pressure, thanks for having me on, bud.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend live in a very, very small studio apartment in West Hollywood. And we really want to, you know, do what we believe is right and abide by, you know, the professionals that our government, you know, elect. And, you know, we don't want to leave and for any unnecessary trips. And that's been really hard because being in a relationship in a very small studio apartment, and you have friends all over West Hollywood willing to have these small gatherings and get-togethers.
Yeah.
But we're very firm in the fact that, you know, we want to abide by these rules. It's very challenging mentally.
And do you and your girlfriend ever disagree on that, or are you closely aligned on that you're not going to get together with people?
Yeah, we're closely aligned that we're not going to get together with people.
Okay, so that's good. So there's not conflict within your relationship over that. But are your friends understanding when they try and get you to come over and hang out with them?
Oh, absolutely. They understand.
Yeah.
And some of them, at least. You know, I've had some conversations with some people, family of my girlfriends that essentially, you know, think that, you know, this is like a plandemic type thing and that, you know, they should be able to, you know, go back out in the world. And that's not what we believe at all. You know, we're listening to the professionals and, you know, we want to stay in. We don't want anyone at risk.
Well, and it's great that, you know, your friends are accepting of that and not, you know, judging you negatively for taking the professional advice and keeping yourselves and others you contact safe. Rand, thank you very much. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Our producer, Lindsay, says most of my close friends continue to keep distance, but people in my apartment building are hanging out a lot. Sadly, I just kind of avoid them. I do feel a little left out, but I'm not comfortable with the idea of hanging out in close quarters yet. That's our producer, Lindsay. Our producer, Matt, said, my friends are all taking it very seriously, some of them more seriously than the older folks in my life. That's interesting. My wife's parents, for example, they're over it. They're sick of not seeing their grandkids. They're starting to talk about organizing gatherings. Meanwhile, the group thread I'm in with my friends around the same age as me, constantly being updated with headlines and COVID talk, almost to the point where it's too much, especially for someone who works in news. I bet, Matt. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Let's talk with Sarah in San Marino. Sarah, I understand you're in your mid-20s. What's going on with your peer group?
Okay, my peer group does not seem to be taking this very seriously. Like, I have 3/4 of the people that I know who are having parties. I was speaking to one yesterday. She said she was having a party tomorrow and that her neighbors have been having parties all week. And I just expressed that that's really disappointing to me. I don't think it's the time we should be doing this, and I think it's much too early, and I haven't seen, like, a really serious response from a lot of the people my age. It's actually kind of frightening.
Yeah, and so you must, to some degree, feel left out, even though you're confident in your decision.
Yeah, I absolutely do, but it just is, it's too important to me to be safe. It's more important for me to be safe and to protect other people, and including my friends. So that means that, you know, I do my own distancing, and I'm not going to take part in those activities right now, or even for the next couple months, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Sarah, thank you. I really appreciate your being with us. Maddie in South Los Angeles. Maddie, where are you feeling the pressure?
So I'm feeling the pressure mainly from my desire to help local businesses and the people who I've been supporting for years. One of the main things is that I really badly want to get a haircut. My stylist is actually opening up her shop again in the next week. However, my concern is, you know, are they pressured to reopen? Are they actually wanting to reopen? And by reopening, obviously, they might not be getting the same kind of federal or local support that they need to get. So is my money really even more important now? And how should I kind of balance that with the need for being safe and quarantining?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a lot to consider. And haircut's a prime example because my sense is a lot of people are getting haircuts just, you know, underground, so to speak, and that stylists to try and you know, get some money in are going to people's houses. They're seeing people, you know, quietly. Not all, certainly, but some are doing that. And it's really tough because, as you say, you want to support people in the work that they're doing, recognize the value of it. Plus, I'm sure you want to get a haircut, as I certainly do. I haven't had this much hair in 30 years. Maddie, I wish you the best as you work through those decisions. Let me quickly share some others. Charlie in Woodland Hills says she went to visit her mother in Brentwood. Her mom refused to wear a mask, so Charlie wouldn't get out of the car. She had her son with her, and Charlie's mom was really upset that she and her grandson wouldn't go in or come close. It was really a terrible experience, she said. Daniel in Alhambra says, I'm a 29-year-old hospice worker. Really impossible for my wife and I to interact with friends. We're constantly interacting with COVID patients. Daniel, I'm sure that's true, but your friends have to understand, particularly in your case, why that would be a very bad idea. And Leanna in Fullerton says, I'm 32. My family's spread all over the country. They really want me to see them. I just can't, and they constantly make me feel really guilty about my decision. Thanks so much for your comments.